Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Mishdavav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asubas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Yerziva Kagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah continues: Ben Sayer Meira Nidan Al Shem Soifai. Ben Sayer Meira, he's judged because of what his end is going to be. Yom Zakai, it's better for him to die now, still meritorious, without having done actually anything really too wrong. While Yom Chayev, and it's better for him not to die Chayev. We're giving him Skila now for doing what? For stealing money and eating some meat and drinking wine? That's not reason for Skila. That's why the Mishnah is telling us that no, it's real Al Shem Soifai. If we allow him to continue going down this path of stealing and eating and drinking wine, this is going to develop into a terrible habit. It's going to be necessary for him. Later on, he's going to grow up, steal from people, and might end up killing somebody in order to fulfill this addiction of his. Therefore, we say it's better for him to die now with more or less a clean slate than die later on, being chayev, having a full plate of bad stuff. And now continuing the same theme, when a Russia dies, it's good for them and good for the world. It's good for them because they can't do any more avaris, and it's good for the world because now they're not able to do any bad things. But if a tzaddik dies early, it's bad for them and bad for the world. It's bad for them because they can't do any more mitzvahs, and it's bad for the world because they don't have the protection of the liman atayr of the tzaddik. More comparisons between rishayim and tzaddikim: yain v'shein l'rishayim, wine, and the sleep that follows drinking wine. For rishayim, hanal hen v'nal oilam, it's good for them and good for the world. While they're sleeping, they can't do averus and they can't do bad for the world. But for tzaddikim, ra'al hen v'ra'al oilam, tzaddikim, sleeping after drinking wine is not good for them because they can't do mitzvah to learn tayra, and it's bad for the world because their tayra is not protecting the world. Kizer l'rishayim, the scattering of the whole group of Rishayim, Hanal Hen Vanal Oilam, it's good for them, good for the world. It's good for them because they don't have a whole band of people to do Averis with, and it's also good for the world because they can't do bad things to the world. But Tzadikim, if we have a scattering of a group of Tzadikim, Ral Hen Vanal Oilam is bad for them and bad for the world because again, they can't learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and their Torah is not there to protect the world. Kinus Lor Rishayim, a gathering of Rishayim, Ral Hen Vanal Oilam is bad for them, bad for the world. It's very self explanatory. But Tzadikim for Tzadikim, Hanal Hen Vanal Oilam, it's good for them and good for the world when there's a whole gathering of them. Shaket Lor Rishayim, Ral Hen Vanal Oilam, if it's quiet for Rishayim, it's bad for them and bad for the world, as we can understand why. Well, it's tzaddikim, and for tzaddikim, hanala and vanala oilam, it's good for them and good for the world when there's quiet, because now they can learn Torah and do lots of mitzvahs. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, we now have another example of a person who's similar to Ben Sayer Meira. Habav Machteres, a guy who tunnels his way into a house to steal something, nidan al shem soifai. He's judged based off of his end. This din of Habav Machteres is that if a person is caught tunneling into a house, he's actually chayv misa, and the homeowner can kill him. And that's because, since the guy tunneling into the house, the thief is prepared to kill the homeowner if he gets stopped. So that means that he's considered a roidef. He's considered a guy trying to kill somebody. So the homeowner is allowed to defend himself by killing the guy who's tunneling into his house, even though no one threatened anybody just yet. And that's what we mean by al shem soifai. At the end, what is going to happen? And therefore, again, as we said, now the homeowner is allowed to kill this Baba Machteres, this guy tunneling into his house. Now, if it didn't have to do with this, Haya Baba Machteres, the guy's tunneling into a house, v'sharas hachaves, and on the way, he breaks a jug or a flask belonging to the homeowner. The question is, does he have to pay for that flask? Does he have to pay for breaking it? And so it really depends. Im yeshlo damim chayiv. If he has damim, which literally means if he has blood, in other words, the homeowner is not allowed to kill this Baba Machteres, so then he is chayiv. We'll explain this in a moment. Whereas im ein lo damim putter. If he doesn't have blood, which means the homeowner is allowed to kill him, so then he's putter for paying for this broken thing. What's the difference? So we know that there are certain circumstances that a Baba Machteres is not chayiv misa. For example, if a father is tunneling into his son's house to steal from his son, he does not have the din of Baba Machteres. The son is not allowed to kill the father. And that's because if the son tries to stop the father's never going to kill the son. He might steal from his own son, but he's not going to kill him. And therefore, the son can't kill the father. And so it's in this situation that he's yeshloi damim. He has blood because the father can't be killed. And so when he breaks something on his way tunneling in, he would have to pay for it. And that's because he doesn't have the din of Kamei B'Ramine. However, if he's a person that's eloi damim, he's a random guy tunneling into somebody else's house. So he is chayv misa because, again, we know that if the homeowner tries to stop him, he's going to kill the homeowner, so the homeowner is allowed to kill him, and so that means he's chayv misa, and so a person who's chayv misa who breaks something doesn't have to pay for it because it's called kamlei b'drabmine. He gets the more chamor punishment, and therefore he's pater from a lower type of punishment, namely paying for something that he breaks. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and on to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.